was my good fortune to be down in the city on Lord Revival Day. Heard a deacon tell his little congregation, listen while I say, when temptation comes to you to do the things you shouldn't do,
hello and welcome to Latest Findings. This is Michael Eddy flying solo for now. Ilya Karolampi is stuck way up north and I'm just holding the ship down. The title of this episode is Off Season, because probably either people are sleeping or they're not in town to listen. It's going to be pretty much a music episode because I can't have dialogues with myself so easily. And anyway, people would get tired of my voice without the baritone juxtaposition of Ilya. It really feels like I'm missing half my body here. But the show must go on. In fact, I'll just get right into another track now. Here we go.
the AZN, nigga, fuck the rest. Dallas to New York, jigga, we the best. Vietnam to Japan to Mongolia. Philippines to Taiwan to Cambodia. Korea, hometown China, who you got, huh? You got shit, nigga, feel the size. It's the AZN, better recognize. Got rice, bitch, got rice. Got food, got soup, got spice. Got brains like us, got skills like us. Got cars, got clothes, got girls like us. What's up? We the shit and we kill y'all fools. We got money in the bank from our family jewels. Can we help it if we raid and corrupt the schools? It don't matter, fuck the law, should we break the rules? We jack cars, pop games, yo, we got the tools. Hoop it up, break it down, then we shoot some pools. Fuck with me, you fuck all, bitch, don't think it's cool. One on one, fuck, that is three on one, no duels. Got rice, bitch, got rice. Anything you can show that is nice. Got cats, got moves, got thoughts like us. Fuck no, hell, you white, you'll never be like us. Take off your shoes when you answer, please. Or crawl around on the floor with your fucking knees. Don't mind the smell, you'll get used to it. Mothballs, fried squid, and that Buddha shit. What the hell is that? You think I don't see no forks in the house? Chopsticks only, have a taste. Don't be scared, try the lemon tea. You don't want, that's alright, try the fuck Hong Lee. Got rice, bitch, got rice. Got luck anytime you roll the dice. Your luck is bad unless you running high. Cause we thugs for life, baby. Asian pride.
I do not like to eat chicken pot pie.
Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
I need a break.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
I need a break.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
I need a break.
Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. Repeat to the sound of the beat.
Hey! Yo, I'm for the kids in the club that's ready to get bugged.
Another one bites the dust.
I'm for the thugs with the burners that want to blast off.
Another one bites the dust.
And for the kids on the block shooting at the crooked cops.
Another
blah.
One bites the dust. And another one,
Wyclef,
gone, and another
Dirty
one, gone.
Cash,
another one,
Young Free,
dust,
yeah. Freddy, where you at?
Brooks wearing it down the street with the brim pool way down low.
Some cat up in Brooklyn just got robbed with a Kangol.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. Repeat to the sound of the beat. Hey!
Got shot in the block, got hot.
Another one bites the dust.
Yo, hey, yo, I hear more shots. It's like Fort Knox, kid.
Another one bites the dust.
Yo,
and
hold
another
your breath.
One gone.
Hold
and
your
another
breath.
One gone.
Hold your
another
breath.
One bites
yo,
the dust.
Check it. If you a soldier at ease, my military style is known to murder Nazis. Brooklyn to Germany. My kamikaze will blow the U2. The high ED, I mean, it's Timbuktu. Whether you hey, undo or do the voodoo, hey, you can't foresee hey, this unless hey, I bring the hey, previews. Yeah.
Yeah, yo, it's the number one rapping band. This review will be critically acclaimed. Leave you in critical pain, critically insane. The name Y Clef Jean with the yes, yes, y'all. Better have a vest, y'all. I'll blast and bless y'all. F y'all, the mark of the beast, the 666. Time running out, listen to the tick. If you see what I saw, then you seen what I seen. If you know what I know, you know what I mean. Commanding officer of the Navy SEAL team. Once I get orders, you feel an infrared beam. For all you critics saying another remake,
another one bites the dust.
Yo, if you know the deal, this is the master real.
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah.
And another one.
Right.
And another one.
Right.
Another one bites the
Freddie
dust.
Freddie Mercury, where you at, yo?
How do you think I'm gonna get along with that too when you're gone?
I need a break, yo. If you ready for the first of the month for that welfare
check. Kick me out of my own.
I need a break beat.
I'm satisfied. How long can you stand the heat?
I need a break beat.
Out of the doorway and the village rhythm to the sound of the beat.
Yo. Bulletproof vest like the Wild Wild West.
Another one bites the dust.
Yo, this is a stick up. Now take off your Rolex.
Another one bites the dust.
Yo, dirty money, good money. Yo, it's all money, money.
Another one bites the dust.
Yo, dirty cash. Dirty cash.
Yeah, you're for the love, for the cash. I blast you in my path. Keep my eyes on the map. You cast on all the half. As far as I'm concerned, you cast a burning flame.
Burn.
This ain't no game, and we'll start calling names.
Come on.
So come get me if you know the 150. I'm in your refugees, ready to bust with me. Bloody, filthy, in this rap. Shh, you're gonna have to kill me since you can't beat me. Prize, 30, cash with the greedy. Believe me, you gotta let me fly like R. Kelly. Bite another dust with my man Freddie Mercury. What hype 90s got you cast? Wanna be crazy.
I tactically destroy, deploy more decoys than a presidential convoy. My whole envoy stay camouflaged out. And when I walk the street, I take the refugee route. This one go out to all my thugs in the burrow. Soldiers stay thorough like Kilimanjaro. Split it with an arrow, my girl platoon roll. Out of control, the female mandingo. Free, I fall from the egg of a seminarian. Don't go down cause I'm a vegetarian. And when I bust it, ain't a God we trust it. If you bring a gun, you better bring a black tuck.
She looked into my eyes and said, FBI.
Another one bites the dust.
She said she loved me. She was a spy who lied.
Another one bites the dust.
Right. I could relate. Could you relate?
Another one bites the dust.
Jerry Wonder, Prada.
Another one bites the dust.
Yo, Cannabis and John Forte.
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah. Dirty Cash and Baby Free.
Another one bites the dust. And another one bites the dust.
Why Freddie Mercury?
Another one bites the dust.
Not now, baby. Navy
Chill. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
I'm in love with Your Behind by Elton White. Your behind shakes and bounces from side to side when you're walking. Lady, when you are walking and your butt goes up and down, my nose dances around. Lady, when you are walking and your butt shakes like jello, ooh, my mind goes loco, crazy that is. Love with your behind, honey, it looks fine, it looks so lovely from behind, it feels so electric fine. Your juicy behind can heal the way your love make me feel. I'm in love with your behind, honey, it looks fine.
Light turned brand new. turn the light out, waiting for the velvet bride. Will the scaly armadillo find me where I'm hiding? Do you dream, dream about queen, queen of all my
Bye. to need it than red, white, or blue. As I write, sturdy crew, as you view these few Russians whose true dawn came to view long ago. So I think that you better
strike up the band, brother, hand me another ball of your soul. The sun, the forgotten south, just don't hang us up here. The unknown isn't hand. And not far from my heel, a tar baby feel for the czar. For those who are lonely, well, the black sea is calling. Georgia Stalin is falling, so y'all come here.
We know an engineer, it's ready to show. Say we are to go.
They hasten to jaws a few nations to forgot to step by.
The ambiance here in this room remain a bit dark. If you could see the inside of this radio studio right now, you might squint your eyes because it's kind of murky, and I'm trying to keep this pre-dawn constituted for this radio show in mourning for Ilya's absence. Hopefully he'll call. He mentioned that he would call, but you know, it's an awful long way from Sweden, so I might just be here in this sort of crypt all by myself. But that's okay, because it's just 1 hour.
Thank you. I beat up alligators. Afterwards,
お風呂に入った。
That means take a bath.
いいよね。
お風呂に入った。
In front and fire. I can see through mist and climb on glass.
スッスッスッ。 あんたも忍者、私も忍者。 目つぶし投げてドロンドロン。 あんたも忍者、私も忍者。 目つぶし投げてドロンドロン。
I'm and it hurts and I'm lonely. But I should never have tried. And I missed it tonight. So it's time to leave. You see, I mean everything to me.
Good idea to wish everybody a happy new year. I overlooked that in my lonesome murkiness, but there you go. Happy new year 2008, and I hope that it's a successful and comfortable and dreamy and happy year for you.
Place somewhere in the corner. I'm gonna waste the rest of my days just watching patiently from the window, just waiting seasons change someday. My dreams will pull you through that garden gate. I want to be the wandering sailor.
Ilya, there, he's called again. Okay, so here we go. Here goes nothing.
Yeah.
Ilya, can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you.
There you are.
There you are. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing fine. I'm not doing quite nearly as good as I could without with you,
yeah.
Though. Yeah.
Well, it's a nice song now, anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's. But, you know, it lacks a bit of flavor, you know, like
yeah.
The Ilya flavor. So how are you, and how is your new year, and when will you be coming back to Frankfurt?
I will be coming on Monday, the 7th, actually.
Oh, soon.
Yeah, quite soon, but right here it's very cold at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And it's snowy?
Yeah. How is it in the... You got back to first, right?
I got back to Frankfurt for New Year's Eve, and I spent it here. I was in Greece, and it was just marvelous trip. It was no, Ibiza or anything, but pure culture down there.
That's nice.
Yeah. And where were you? Were you in Gothenburg?
Yeah, I was in Gothenburg, Sweden, as I still am at the moment. And yeah, it was quite calm. It was some fireworks, of course, made by the local newspaper around 5 o'clock.
Ah.
I mean, it pretty much looked like a Lebanese war or something like that. It was a bit scary, actually. We just ended up playing Guitar Hero and this karaoke game, some PlayStation, all night long, basically. Just me and a few friends. So.
Jeez. Ilya, that sounds a bit anticlimactic.
Yeah, it was, actually. So I'm going to try to catch up by going out this weekend instead.
Ah, okay.
And,
And the whole Christmas thing up there with your family?
It has been good, quite traditional in the sense of what my family has, sort of traditions, but it was a lot of games playing and funny surprises in the wrapped as Christmas gifts. And
mm-hmm.
There was a lot of these things like fooling the other people, like what did you get now, like... For example, I got like a Joker's hat, you know, one of those things with the bells on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really funny.
Are you going to wear that around? Here?
Yeah, a bit awkward maybe. But
so now if you see some Joker on the streets in Frankfurt, you know who it is. You know the voice behind or the face behind the voice.
Yeah, the Joker hat. But now it has been quite nice, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just right now, I went with my mother to the gym half an hour ago.
Uh-huh.
Because she wanted to get in shape and wanted me to show her the machines in the gym, how they work out and so on.
And which ones were you recommending to her?
Legs and back.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm currently chewing on a pad thai. There's like this local pad, like a Thai place here. So that's why we're a little bit late.
Oh, no problem.
Mm.
Yeah, I had the suspicion that... You might be out of commission or something, but I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Yeah, likewise. And Yeah, I haven't heard the whole thing, but you said it was quite calm these days in Frankfurt.
Yeah, it has been, and I don't assume that there were very many listeners, but in fact one person did call up to try and identify a song, but unfortunately I'm kind of bad with collecting music and stuff, and so I just rely on what my friends give me, and so I couldn't really tell this person what the song was. So I mean, that's bad DJ style, isn't it?
I guess it could be. Did you get this the one I sent you there?
I did. I played that close to the beginning.
Oh, okay, nice.
And I followed it up with a song about jelly bums.
Jelly bums.
Yeah, like a kind of spiritual song about rear ends.
So no piglets this time then.
No.
I just remember another conversation we had about this record cover with piglets on it.
No. Actually, no. I left that one at home today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have my friend's iPod, Julia's iPod here, so I'm really traveling with style.
Hmm.
But there have been a few technical malfunctions.
Yeah.
But.
I'm glad to hear. Yeah, good.
We have to organize the next show with some more content, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I called this show off-season, because...
It's kind of like it's off-season, but you're still doing it.
Yeah,
so maybe we have
exactly.
Like one or two regulars listening to
exactly.
Kind of all the time, you know, who knows, but...
True fans.
Yeah, only the true hardcore Radio X listeners might be on this Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
We're communicating via Frankfurt and Göteborg on the phone here, so I'm using my mom's home phone too.
Ah, okay. Well, I mean, there's only 6-7 minutes left in the show, so I mean, if you feel that our conversation has gone on long enough, you can say so.
Yeah. I mean,
I left the door open. You can hear the rest of the radio station here.
Yeah.
It's nice. I like this ambient atmosphere.
It's just also nice sometimes to have a little silence, you know, just, for example, I was just reading this really interesting book right now I bought the other day.
Tell me about it.
It's called The History of Love, and it's written by an author called Nicole Krauss.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically about those different... as always, stories intertwining and so on, but it's very, very nicely.
It's a novel, or...?
Yeah, it's a novel. It's called The History of Love, and it's just really, really good. It has all this, like, sometimes it's written in footnotes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good read, so to say.
Do you have a passage you'd like to recite?
Yeah, I'm right now looking in if I could find this... Okay, we have chapter number 12 and 13 here. They're both very short.
Mm-hmm.
But number 12. He liked to cook and laugh and sing. Could start a fire with his hands, fix things that were broken, and explain how to launch things into space. But he died within 9 months. Number 13. My father was not a famous Russian writer. At first, my mother kept everything exactly as he left it. According to Misha Shklovsky, that's what they do with famous writers' houses in Russia. But my father wasn't a famous writer. He wasn't even Russian. Then one day I came home from school, and every obvious sign of him was gone. The closets were cleared of his clothes, his shoes were gone from the door, and out in the street, next to a pile of garbage bags, stood his old chair. I went up to my bedroom and watched through the window. The wind sent leaves cartwheeling past it on the sidewalk. An old man passed by and sat in it. I went out and fished his sweater out of the trash bin. And then he goes on to number 14 and has all these other stories about an old man called Leo Gursky living in a really old flat in New York. And it's very nice.
I swear, Ilya, your voice could tame wild beasts.
Let's hope so. Maybe at some point it would be just what it's been made for, maybe.
Yeah,
escape a lion or something.
Yeah.
You never know. The funny thing with voice also, like, have you ever the experience that people tell you that they can't hear what you're saying, for example.
Yeah.
Like, I was out a week ago with a friend of mine, Karin, at a small cafe, and we met this girl we used to know before, and she told me she couldn't hear what I said. She asked if Jeremy had changed my voice into a totally different... It's pretty awkward when someone asks you this thing, because you feel very small and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so how's the weekend coming up for you?
Uneventful, I'd say. I don't really know what's going on.
Yeah. But we should meet next week for sure.
And yes, for sure.
For show. For show.
But Ilya, have a very, very good flight home.
Thank you.
For back here.
You too, I was almost saying. But have a nice bike ride back from the studio, maybe, to start off.
Yeah, I'll make sure, and the sun is still out for a little while longer.
Yeah.
So.
Great. But what do you say, happy holiday?
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
And thanks for calling. I was the one called you.
Thanks for calling, Ilya.
Okay, maybe we have time for one more song.
Perhaps. Yeah.
What have you got, do you think?
It's a song. It has a Swedish guitarist in it, I think.
Oh, nice.
And I'll just play it.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
You too.
Ciao.
Bye.